Bing bong. Hello, what is up, everybody?
Shout out to the chat. The shades at night. Look at this guy.
I wear my stunner glasses at night. Hey, look, man. It's Friday night. We're starting a little bit later than we normally do. I was seeing what it's like. This is kind of like, you know, nightclub atmosphere. Feeling good. Shout out to
the strobes. Oh, need the strobes.
Oh God!
Need them strobe lights.
We got to give a trigger. We got to give a trigger warning though. Like if there's,
Surge. Good. What's up, my dude?
First and foremost, before I say hello to Dustin, y'all see this?
Drippy.
Drippy. Shout out to the nation. Y'all see this though? The dark side. Like
dirty.
I'm coming full Raiders gear creators. I'm giving love today. It's Give Love Friday.
We feel gotta get on that train. Here.
You do, man. You know,
I do. Anybody out there is doing merch, you feel free to hit me up. I'll wear that shit.
Dustin, man. Dustin will wear your shit. And I don't know if you know this, but his IG page, I mean, the Raider Way, they got more followers than me on IG. So, I mean, like I know I'm cute and all, but shit. Like,
come on.
Anyways, Dustin.
Clay Thompson.
Dustin, what's good, man? I it's not like I haven't been talking to you all day long in the group chat, but how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. Doing good. You know, like you said, just chopping it up all day, you know, probably when I should be working, but you know, yeah, that's what Fridays are for.
Yeah, if Andrew Walter is watching this, then
yeah.
No, but you know, it's been an interesting week. You know, last week we talked about chippiness and Some people in the chat got upset that it wasn't quote unquote real chippiness.
We got real chippy.
We got some real chips. We got Max Sonnen Cam Akers. Max Crosby is a different animal and the same beast this season because he said nobody's gonna block him. Nobody blocked him.
Bro, that was great. I love that clip.
Yeah. Zero.
None.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. I said this before. I'll say it again. DPOY season is loading. Okay. Mm-hmm. Max. It's different. Look, it's preseason. We felt good about the Niners win because, one, it's the Niners. Two, their fans are one of the most annoying fan bases.
Obnoxious.
In the National Football League. Because you beat the Niners, and
it's just preseason.
You lose the Niners. That's why we whooped your ass, sent your ass back to Mandalay Bay. Shut the fuck up, Great America 49ers of Silicon Valley.
I was going to say, you flip it, you know, you flip the script, and if they smack you 34-7, go, yeah, smacked you out 34-7, you know. But as soon as the black team wins, it's just preseason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just preseason, my ass. Okay, we've got the Rams this week. This is another one where it's kind of like bragging rights because you have basically the battle for LA, right? Mm-hmm. The Raiders run LA, and if we're gonna break down the hierarchy of professional football teams or sports in general, I would say in LA your most famous team would probably be the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Dodgers. I say then you have the Raiders. Then you have USC. Then you have UCLA. You got the Sparks. You have the Kings. You've got the Rams and Chargers battling for scraps.
Well, aren't there a couple high schools that kind of fit in there?
Oh yeah, Poly, Mater Dei, like those guys are.
Yeah,
I would rather go to a Long Beach Poly game over watching the Rams or Chargers play football. But yeah, so you know we're playing little brother. We're gonna be out there, Raider Nation. I expect to be in full force because they weren't at our first home game of the preseason. I expected it. Niner fans travel well. Spend a ton of money, contribute to Allegiant Stadium. And you know what? Hey, thanks. Thanks boost for the little bit Vegas of money.
Vegas economy.
Yeah, thank you for boosting Vegas economy. Hopefully some of that goes to the schools because, you know, they don't have really good schools there.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to face the Rams. This one also kind of is a little getting our lick back because of last year, Baker Mayfield making his first start. Just one of those games where I went to the game. My brother-in-law went to the game. He's a Rams fan. He's actually from St. Louis, so he's like a real Rams fan. Not one of those people that just became fans after the Rams won their Mickey Mouse Super Bowl. Yeah. But, you know, so it's a little bit of getting your lick back. I saw that they're considering starting playing some of the starters. I actually feel kind of good about that. Yeah,
I would like to see it.
About it. You know, we saw last year that none of the starters played except for Josh. And week one, they didn't look like ready the first first couple.
They came out and gave the Chargers hell, but they didn't look like they were ready for it.
Yeah, Derek Carr
It took them a few series. Yeah, it took them a couple series to kind of get their shit together, and then once they did, you know, the game was on. But it was too late in the game to.
Yeah,
you can't come out and take two series to get your shit together.
No, you got to score on the first series. That's one thing I will say. John Gruden was really good at. You come out, they would come out
touchdown every series,
every first series of every game. They came out and they scored. Like that game plan, that first 15 script, perfect.
Yep.
It's just when John Gruden used to have to make adjustments, just like Josh McDaniel last season.
Second half adjustments.
Oh my God. I remember Mo Moten used to always just like be like, what do you guys want to see? Second half adjustments. That's all I want. Second half adjustments.
Yeah.
And you know what? Raiders still have an issue with that. Hopefully they corrected that. Things that are kind of sticking out to me. I don't know about you, Dustin, but this defense might be for real.
They could be legit because like, you've got that leader in Max that I was listening to, you know, one of our favorites, Hondo Carpenter. I was listening to his recap the other night of the first Rams practice, and he said that the defense came out and they were playing well, but the thing was Max wasn't happy with how they were playing. So he said the vets gathered up the defense. They go, look, we have a standard here, and we're not playing to that standard right now. Even though they were dominating the Rams offensive line, they were not happy with how they were playing as a unit, even though they were having a great practice. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep an eye on. You've got guys that are out there setting a standard now, which is something that we haven't really had in a long time. And I think having vets like Chandler, having Max, Peters, you know, Epps, all these guys that are, they know what they're doing. You know, they're not just gap fillers like we've had in the past.
Right.
Guys
that are just coming to get a paycheck.
Right. Waiting for their next, like I said last week, waiting for their next, you know, ticket out of town.
Yep.
Or looking to close out their career with one last paycheck, like you said.
Yeah.
So I think having these guys that are, they're on the younger end, but they're still vets. You know, so they can relate to these guys that are on the field right now, and they can go, look, this is how we're going to play it. This is how we're going to do it. So I think that's something that really sticks out about how the defense is right now.
No doubt. And I really you think you hit the nail on the head because these guys, you know, there's good, strong, solid leaders out there. The defensive leaders are very much more vocal than the offensive leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But
which I think
mean,
you need.
Yeah, but then again,
on an aggressive defense, you need vocal leaders.
Oh, absolutely. But then again, there are some vocal leaders on the offense. You have Jimmy G, who's not afraid to talk his shit. You got Devontae Adams, who will tell you that he's not there yet. You know, you've got guys
there yet.
He's not there yet. I mean, look, shout out the nation. I'm gonna give them all the press,
all the love.
They hooked the kid up. You know, so when we look at this game, what are the things that you want to see out of this team? What do you know offensively? Let's start with offensively. What do you want to see from this team?
I think I want to see a little bit of Renfro. I think I want to see maybe a series where Renfro gets in there, kind of gets his legs back. You know, we've been seeing the clips. Oh, El Chivo, man, get him in there. We've been seeing the clips out of camp. He's putting dudes on skates per usual, but he looks sharp. I don't know if it's possible, but to me, he looks sharper than he has the past year, 2 years. You know, he's doing these jump cuts that are just breaking guys' ankles like crazy. And I'm like, I'm glad to see it because he looked like he was playing tentative last season. And I don't want to see that.
Do you think that maybe working with Tay has something to do with it? Because, I mean, Devontae is one of the best route runners. How could it not? I would say Devontae is the best route runner in the league.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean, how could it not? Yeah. How could he not benefit from working in the same room as Devontae Adams, who's, like you said, he's one of, if not the best route runner in the game. You know, listening to Devontae talk about running routes, he goes, "You want to make every route look the same until the last second."
Yeah.
He says, "You want a nine to look like a slant. You want to, you know, all of that stuff." He goes, "You want it all to look exactly the same until you make your break."
Yep.
So I want to see a little bit of Hunter. I'd actually like to see a little bit more of O'Connell. I'd like to see him in there again. Just give him another, you know, give him another quarter, two quarters maybe. I see somebody wants to see Jimmy. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of Jimmy.
Give me one or two series of Jimmy. Give me a series of Tay. Like, just it doesn't have to be every single play, but you know,
give me a series of just the starters.
Yeah, let me see these guys show that they're gelled. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, last year we didn't see that. You know, guys were off. Like, granted, we talked about Derek and Tay being on the same team in college. Well, it's been 9 years. You know, and so there's a little bit that's off there. I want us to make sure that Jimmy and Tay are in sync. I want to make sure that Jimmy and Hunter are in sync. Because these guys, this offense has the ability to cook. We saw Colton Miller putting Aaron Donald on his ass.
Yeah, that was a great shot. Because he wasn't even looking at him. He just had him going to the ground, and Miller's up. He's looking up.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even paying attention to what he's doing. But even more so than Jimmy being gelled with the receivers and everything, I want to – this is going to sound kind of nerdy or whatever, but I want to see the connection between him and Andre James. I want to make sure that center to quarterback exchange is solid, you know, and James, we know James, he's a professional, you know, he's worked with a couple different quarterbacks through, you know, he worked with Stidham, he worked with Carr, Mariota a couple times. You know, so, I mean, he's a professional, he can get the job done, but I want to make sure that's because that's such a vital part, you know, that exchange. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Another thing that I want to see is, you know, I want to see Jermaine Illuminor get some more reps. I'd like to see him a little bit more at guard. Give me some Thayer Munford out there at tackle. Mm-hmm. Just because I love Lou. I think he's a great player. It's just the pre-snap penalties that he's still having issues with. We saw it in camp. We've seen it through these joint practices. It's got to stop. Like, we got to figure it out. And if it's, you know, he's going to make less mistakes at a guard, you know, and so that's what I want to see. So just seeing some of these guys getting out there and doing that. Offensively, the other thing I want to see, I want to see a little bit of Sincere McCormick. You know, I liked what I saw out of the kid. I think that he's got great potential, and I'd like to see some more out of him. You know, I talked about on our spaces that, you know, he may be one of those camp casualties that plays really well but just doesn't make the roster because, you know, Josh Jacobs just comes
the
back.
Stack talent.
Which, hey, you know what, it's a good problem to have. It's like having a whole lot of money. Like, yeah, I got too much money. It's, you know, like, ain't nobody ever complained about having too much money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Defensively, I want to see the linebackers continue to flourish. I want to see some more Adam Plant Jr. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see some. I'd like to see some Nesta. You know, nasty, nasty Nets.
Nasty, dude. Yeah. There was a clip today where he just. Did you see him just throw that lineman?
Yeah, man. He pushed it. That's what we call him, nasty Nets.
Even Max in the back is like, "Oh my god!" Like him and Kuntz are going crazy.
Max is a fool, man. Like I said, Max is a fucking fool. Like Max is on one.
But just him and Kuntz were just they were loving that. They were juiced on that, and I was too. Honestly, I mean, you all you catch is just the blur of the lineman with Nesta following him. You know, and it was like, "Oh my god!" He threw that man.
Seventh round steal.
Oh, absolutely.
Man could be another Shelby Harris. You know,
in a hurry.
Could be another Shelby Harris. You know, everybody remembers Shelby, seventh round pick. Raiders foolishly let him go to Denver, and he made us pay for it every time he played us.
Blocked field goals, swatted passes.
Yeah, he had our number when he was with Denver.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he was just we got Raider. I said that because it's R-8-8-D-E-R. You like that? Raider. I said like a lamb saying it.
Like an El Chivo.
Yeah, El Chivo. What do you guys think about our running back room? Is it top heavy? Jacob successional? What? Yeah, I mean, look, Josh is top three back.
Josh is all pro.
Yeah. Zamir White.
Serviceable.
Is potentially another, now I'm going to keep saying this, Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's depth. There's depth at that running back room. I think it's probably one of the deepest rooms along with, as far as depth, I'd say as far as talent, I would probably say the wide receiver.
Oh, group. Absolutely. No, hands down.
Yeah. And then,
like, I think it was on Spaces. I said it was a wide receiver 1A, 1B type situation with Meyer and Adams. I think you're right with the running back room. There may be a little bit of drop off after White, but I think you put Josh White, and then obviously Sincere McCormick may slide into that third. Or, well, I don't know. You still got to deal with Abdullah and Bolden. I mean, you're carrying Brayden six Brown. Running backs right now. Yeah. So I mean, that's a heavy room.
Yeah, we got Raider saying Nessa plays like a Raider. Yeah, boy.
Nasty.
94 Matthew pancaking on that one-on-one.
Oh, was it Matthew?
Might have been. I don't know. I can't confirm.
I will confirm and then deny if it is.
I can go back and edit it and just be like, disclaimer, Dustin doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Nobody knows what the extent of my editing abilities are.
Nobody knows.
Except maybe Amik.
Which brings me into our next segment. I can't believe Tutu Atwell.
Tutu Atwell.
At 5'9". Tutu Atwell at 5'9". Called Amik Little. And photoshopped a picture and put it in the group chat and let that shit leak.
That leaked?
Like, I mean, dude, how the... Like, why would they do that? Why would you piss off Tiny Loke? Like, do they not terrible know who idea. He is?
Terrible idea. I'm having a hell of a time finding that clip, by the way.
I'm trying to find that picture of Tiny Loke real quick, so I'm going to put it up here for y'alls.
Oh, I got it. I think I screenshotted it. It's somewhere. But yeah,
do you guys like, what if I just started doing, what if I started doing my podcast like this, like Bobby Althoff?
It is. I screenshotted it.
Are you excited about this football season?
Right here.
Oh yeah, I'm about to put it up on the. I'm going to put it up on the big screen.
Are you going to put the real deal up?
Yeah.
I can't believe that they had the gall to Photoshop Amik Robertson against Tutu Atwell. Audacity. The unmitigated gall.
It's, you know, it's. It's the audacity for me, as the kids say.
It's the audacity for me.
You know how the kids be like,
We need to stop talking down to our audience.
It's the this for me.
Oh,
it's
the, by the way, We got a new addition to the Instagram family. Phil Villapiano is now on Instagram.
Oh, everybody. If you don't follow Billy Bo.
If you don't follow Foo, go follow Foo, because he brings it on Twitter, or at least his daughter runs his accounts, but I think it's all straight from
Andrew's
him.
Andrew's great.
Andrew's cool.
Yeah, Andrew's cool shit. Oh, hey, look. Boom, boom. Oh, boom, boom. There it is.
There it is.
Look at that disgusting.
It is just
Photoshop. I mean,
I can't believe somebody would have the audacity to do such a thing.
Why would they do that? That is just, that's rude. Look how small they made him.
And Amik is how tall now? 5'9"?
Is he 5'9"? Yeah. They're like they're close to the same size. It's like it's got me out here talking like Don Vito, man. Sandwich.
Yeah, Amik's 5'9", 183.
Yeah, man. They're the same size. Amik better.
And Tutu Atwell is... Tutu Atwell
was 5'9".
He's 5'9", but what are we looking at in the tail of the tape here? 165.
I'm putting my money on Tiny Loke.
Dude,
we saw what Amik did to Jerry Judy last year.
Yep.
When Jerry Judy hit him with the two short. Dog, after that, Amik just went nuts.
He was blue.
Yeah. I got a question in here. Why did Jalen Smith not want to be a Raider?
But do we really need him?
I mean,
he could have been a good addition, but I think with the way that Spillane's been playing, you got Diablo starting to step up. You've got you got Bernie in there, who's a nice little surprise.
I hope Bernie balls out, because dog, Weekend at Bernie shirts.
Oh,
like just we think may
have
of
to start those now.
Yeah, like.
Blow it up in the comments. If we came up with a Weekend at Bernie shirt, how many of you would be copping that? Because we may need to start that now.
Yeah. That should be dope. Just Bernie hitting the Bernie lean. Oh, be like Coco Crisp back in the day.
Dude, hitting
the I miss those man. Days.
Coco.
Those were the days when you know, it's hard, you know, being from Oakland. And being a partially an A's fan.
A fan,
You know, just because we've seen so many great players come through the A's rocking the green and gold, and the A's ownership just does not care about the fans at all. It's nothing like the Giants. The Giants will keep
ownership. The Giants will keep your care fans about the fans at all.
Could I be any more upset? I mean.
Do we got some good questions rolling through here now?
Yeah.
We got, let's see here. Do you think John Jenkins is making the roster? I think he could. He could. But then you've got the next question here by Tien. How many DTs will make the roster?
Six.
You think you carry six, get like a good 2-3 rotation?
Yeah, but I think of the six, you're going to have probably two that can play
DEDT.
Yeah. Like you got Isaac Rochelle who could play both. You know, that's the guy.
And he played both well against San Francisco.
Yeah. Jerry Tiller is another guy who can play both. I mean, Jerry's a bigger body, but he has that ability.
You get Jerry on those run stunts.
Jerry, bro, he's so nasty. He just has to play smarter.
Yeah.
You know, don't hit the ball. Yeah, don't slap the ball. No slap at the balls. What is wrong with me tonight?
I mean, that's a really good question. How many DTs do make it? But like you said, I think there's gonna have to be some DE slashers, you know?
Yeah. And there's gonna be guys that are gonna be out there on special teams that will get that spot because of special teams. Right. I think Amari Bernie's one of those guys. I know he's not a DT, but I think that he's one of those guys that's gonna get be kind of guaranteed a roster spot because of his special teams ability.
Well, that, and I mean, you got to look at his draft status too. I mean, was he third rounder?
Yeah.
I think he was that second third rounder after Byron Young.
No, No, Trey Tucker was the second.
Trey Tucker, that's right. Okay, so yeah. Okay. So anyway, Birdie's in that four, yeah, that four range. So I mean, he's still a mid round guy, but he flashed in against San Francisco. So I think it's a good chance that he's going to be around for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, right, this one right here, I think we only have two great linebackers for starters. I wouldn't necessarily say great; I'd say good. But I think that while they are, you know, probably, like I said, the weakest, quote unquote, the weakest of the positions, we have a really solid secondary and we have a really solid line. And yep, a solid secondary and a solid line makes that middle area so much easier to defend. I think that also, you know, with the amount of DBs, you're going to see a lot more of guys like Isaiah Polamalu coming up, mm-hmm, into the box. You're going to be seeing more Chris Smith into the box. So I think that, you know, I think Patrick Graham has the ability to work with a lot. I mean, what do you think?
I think you're right. I think, because one thing I was seeing against the Rams in practices, they were kind of chewing up that center part of the field. There was a lot of short, intermediate, you know, in routes and stuff like that. But then again, most of that's Stafford. That's just Stafford, yeah, being Stafford, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Stafford being Stafford, Max running, yelling in Stafford's face every day.
That he gets within 5 feet, he's just screaming sack in his face.
Fucking love it. Why is Foxy Scorpio hating on Andy Reid today? Why is it Andy Reid is catching strays
out of nowhere?
Andy Reid is catching.
Oh, look, I love the quote, but
I like Andy Reid, man. I hate that he's a Chief.
Big Red.
I hate that he's a Chief, though. You know, he's not the original Big Red.
Oh, no.
You know who the original Big Red is, right?
Isn't that John Madden?
Yes. But yeah, here's a funny story. So I read Jack Tatum's book, right?
Oh, which one's that? I might need to read that one.
He's got two. They Call Me Assassin, and They Still Call Me Assassin. Great books. Oh. If you haven't read them, to the chat, I recommend reading them. I read them in high school. I read them again in college. The books are phenomenal. It goes from his start in Passaic, New Jersey, all the way up until his playing days. Talks about the incident with Daryl Stingley, all of that.
Ooh.
But he talks about how they called John Madden Big Red. And I believe, I want to say, don't quote me on this, but I want to say it was Skip Thomas, Dr. Death, that called him Pinky. And look, if any of you guys have ever met Skip Thomas, one of the craziest characters I have ever met in my entire life. I mean, the man is insane, or was insane. God rest his soul. He was nuts. So first and foremost, Skip Thomas didn't believe in taking photos because he said that if somebody takes your photos, they're stealing your soul. That's the first. Skip Thomas would stay up the night before a game, smoke two packs of cigarettes, and drink a bottle of tequila the night before a game.
That's a rare. I mean,
dog. And then he would go out there and just decapitate fools. So we were
That's like, oh, God, that whole era. The Kenny Stabler.
Insane.
Oh, man.
I mean, look, we were... So they had a memorial when George Blanda passed away. Al Davis had everybody come out. This was the Chiefs game where Jacoby Ford went off in overtime. But Skip was in our box. It was like me, my dad, Rod Martin, Reggie Kinlaw, Skip, Derek Ramsey. And they pulled beer at halftime. And Skip fucking lost it. Skip's like, where the fuck's the beer? Who the fuck took the beer? Ain't got nothing in here. Anybody got any bottles in it? What the fuck? Who's gonna come in here and take the beer? This shit is bullshit. And they're like, well, you know, we gotta pull it at halftime. He's like, man, you better call Al and tell him to give me some fucking beer. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I look at my dad, he goes, boy. I mean,
Skip might have a problem.
It was hilarious. Skip just don't give a fuck. But it was hilarious. And I mean, look, these guys are characters. But what it takes me back to is Foo. Guys, follow him. He's got the best stories. I mean,
that dude's a master storyteller. Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't heard his stories, just go watch A Football Life. just
dude, you could there's got to be YouTube playlists of him just telling stories, and if not, yeah. somebody needs to get on that because those need to be archived.
I mean, he could literally sit there and host a story time.
He could
have a podcast and just do a different story every week. And
dude, we should try and get a story time with him.
Oh, dude, we would have to we would have to allocate a good couple hours to that podcast.
I am okay with that.
Send him over some Blitnikoff wine, a little Woodson whiskey, and let's have at it. I would love to just sit down with
Drink it neat.
Vegas. Vegas? At the studio? Dude, Blue Wire, what's up?
That would be dope.
Blue Wire, what's
up? That would be a show.
Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy. Tyree Wilson
is an animal. I would fly out just for that.
Hell yeah. I'd fly out for that. Shout out to chat. Oh yeah, Tyree Wilson is an animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. Man. He's back. We probably won't see him out there on the field this week, but
probably next. If week, we do, it'll be very, very limited.
Yeah, you don't want to aggravate that foot. He's
But dude, that guy's length on the sled.
Yeah, oh, dude. we got some long armed motherfuckers on defense. Like we.
You see that picture of him standing next to Max, and they're both of their hands are out of the photo.
Yeah. It reminds me of Javon Kearse. Like Javon Kearse, that dude, I mean, the freak, right? Like, and he would always wear the white gloves, and it just made his hands look freaking bigger.
Huge.
Like, it was like Mickey Mouse just out there, like walking. We'll win more games than we'll lose this year. Yeah. And you know what?
I think so.
We will win every game where we score more than our opponents.
Oh, that's hot. That's a hot take.
Yep.
That is a hot take. But there's like something in my bones that's telling me that it's right, though.
Every game that we score more than our opponents, I guarantee you we will win. I will put money on that. $1 million.
Some dubs.
Yeah.
No, but I do think that we stand now, having seen some joint practices, having seen the first preseason game, after tomorrow's preseason game, I'll be curious to see what happens there, because the whole theme of this offseason has been consistency.
You'll be bi curious?
No, I said consistency, and I'll be curious about the outcome of the second game. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Why are you gay?
Are you gay? I'm curious to see how that goes down, you know, with the second preseason game. And then I think after that, you're going to see, you're going to have more of an idea of what you're going to be seeing on a regular basis, I think, on Sundays, especially if you get a little bit of this. Okay, LA night, let's calm down.
Dummy,
yeah, dude, that guy is like Stone Cold and The Rock had a baby. Like, I love it.
Yeah. Oh god, I should just Ted Hendricks did have a wingspan. Dude, that's why they called him the Mad Stork. I have one. I just need to set it up.
You need a soundboard that has some LA Knight, and what?
get some freaking acknowledge me.
Dude, side project. We got to work on this.
Yeah, we need to start. I need to just start.
Okay, let's find Ted Hendricks' wingspan here.
That's why they called him the Mad Stork, because he was tall and long and mean and had wide ass arms. And like, I mean, his arms were just like long. That's why Max is the Condor, you know, named by Baldy.
I think it's very fitting too, and I love how he's taken that to the flying away after the sack. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, dude, he looks like a condor when he flies too. Like just the way, like the way his arms are, like he looks like
scrape the ground. Like,
yeah, I called him the pterodactyl. I was like, man, condor doesn't even do it justice. He's a pterodactyl out there.
Why can't I find an official Ted Hendricks wingspan?
Because they didn't measure wingspan back then.
Well, the dude was 6'7", so if that gives you any indication.
So his wingspan was at least 6'7".
Yeah.
Because your wingspan, for an average person, your wingspan is the same as your height. My wingspan is longer than my height. I'm 6'2.5", or 6'2¾", and my wingspan's like 6'5", something like that. So I actually
I'm kind of the same way. I'm like 6'1". I think I've got like a 6'3" wingspan. Did you get, what is this?
I don't know. I went to a baseball game. I met up with Dustin, chat.
Ah.
And listeners. I met up with Dustin. Yeah. We didn't even take a picture, dude.
Like, we didn't, bro. I was driving home and I'm like, really? We didn't even get one photo.
I know. I'm like, dude.
We're too busy running around in the rain.
Dude, my son. My son is insane. I mean, you guys know Caden is insane. You guys, anybody that's been following me for the past 5 years knows how crazy my son is. But dude, Caden was nonstop. Like, we didn't sit in our seats for more than 20 minutes.
He was on go, dude. Like,
yeah. But you know what? We got to do that again because that was fun as hell.
That was a good time. That was a good and time. Well, maybe I get FA out there next time.
Yeah, I always need a good reason to go to Stockton. So
yeah, you do. You need lots of good reasons.
Yes, sir. But yeah, no, it was fun.
And, it blows my mind that your drive was even shorter than mine. Like, how did that work out?
The drive home felt longer than the drive there.
Like, yeah, that's usually how it happens.
Yeah, like I'm driving there and I'm like, oh, I'm here. And I get home and I'm like, oh, this is taking a long time.
Yeah.
But the ports won, so I'm their good luck charm. Everybody go and spam the ports on Twitter. Tell them that you guys want to see me throw out the first pitch. Like, how cool would that be, right?
We should host a Raider meetup at a ports game.
I talked to somebody about that. I was talking to somebody about that on Instagram. Apparently, on Thursdays they have like half price beer.
Yeah.
So that would be a good Thirsty day to do Thursday. It because yeah, because we know Raider Nation loves to drink. So that would be a good one. Or if we want to do it on the weekends to make it more user Saturday. Friendly, then we could do that. Hold on. Speaking of my crazy son,
Caden,
say hello, world. Oh, now you want to back shot? Say hello, world.
Hello, world.
Caden just started kindergarten this week or last week, actually. So my little buddies in kindergarten.
I don't like it though.
You don't like it.
Why don't you like it? Why don't you like
it? I always cry for daddy.
And daddy's boy.
Bro.
All right. Go. No, get out. Sorry, that was rude. Please get out. I only have a few more minutes, so we got to talk about this. I'm going to put you on recording. You're going to be great. The kids are going to love you. Baby, Bubby, Boobsy. Get cat. Look, there's cat. Oh, he's hiding under the couch. He's like, what's up, motherfucker?
I think that's definitely something that we should try and get something put together. That would be dope.
Hell yeah. I'm down for that. I thought the ballpark was cool. Yeah. I got to see human
plenty excrement. Of standing room.
Yeah. I got to see
human excrement and bird carcasses.
Dead birds. But hey, I got free food vouchers for next time. So
we did.
We had gray hot dogs. Those were
Dude, my gut was a little bubbly. Not gonna lie.
Go, bud. Come on. I gotta finish this podcast.
But in all reality, it's a good little ballpark. You know, there's plenty of room.
Yeah.
They're standing good standing room off the left field, off the third baseline. So I think we could
knock
that place out.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, it's not that far. If you're anywhere near me, I'm over here in the MTZ, the home of the martini and the home of Joe DiMaggio.
Hey, I love that.
And John Muir. Believe it or not, the Van Gundys.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Van Gundys are from Martinez as well. But yeah, so I mean, it was like 45 minutes. There was no traffic. It was cool. We went on, what was it, Sunday? Yeah, we went on a Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, you know, we'll put something together. Yeah, we'll put something together, and you know, we'll put a, you know, plan
we'll
it
to see when the we'll have to there. See when the season's ending and yeah, try but and we put something together.
But I want you guys to go, and I'm not lying to you, go to Twitter, spam the ports, and I'll make something, and you guys just comment on it.
We will retweet, we will post, we will...
I'll be like, look, how many retweets to get the kid to throw the first pitch out? Give me a ports jersey, deck me out, I'll ride out like Marshawn Lynch on the golf cart and be like, yeah.
There's going to be signs off the third baseline, yeah.
Dude, that would be dope. That would be epic.
It's gonna happen.
Look, what are before we go, because I gotta
put we're getting my kid derailed. To
sleep. I gotta put my kid to sleep. So before we go, what are your expectations from the Raiders going into this preseason game tomorrow?
I need another W. I think they can get another one, and they should get another one. So I just want to see them keep it consistent. Like we said, just the name of the game is consistency this year. So spamming your own comment section.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think it's just, I just need to see them bring it home again. You know, they took care of business last week. I think they can do it again.
I think so too. I'd like to see some starters out there. I would like to just see these guys execute. And I want a good, clean game with everybody coming out healthy. And let's get that dub. Raider Nation, until next time, which is going to be Tuesday, we'll be doing the spaces. Make sure you like, subscribe, set notifications, tweet, retweet. Go. You know what? If you guys are listening on Apple Pods, do me a favor. Go and drop a 5-star review and leave a comment about how dope I am, because I'm like, ooh, man. Real quick, Jack Kenny, that was my dad. Unless you watched me in college. I could be wrong, but yeah, I think you're probably talking about my dad. But if you're talking about me in college, yeah, I was a beast.
I was a stud. Now,
I was a beast, and now I'm obese. But
OBCD.
Yeah. But yeah. You guys have a good night, and we'll be back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.